Are we doing this?
What's going on, everyone? It's Dan's Vibe, part of 1211 Records FM, the first episode ever. I'm joined here by Pierce Gilmore from 1211, also known as DJP. What's up, bro?
What's up?
And we got our CD, Reed Hodges, in the house as well.
What's going on, everybody?
The first episode of 1211 Records FM, we're going to kind of go over music news, the label news, and just world news, and we're going to play you guys some cool songs, one from our artist Emac, who just released on the 26th. We'd like to go over a couple new music recommendations we have, and mostly now is the time that bands are going on tour, right? They're announcing their tours, putting out promo, making all kinds of art. Mm-hmm. Kurongmin, Paul Russell, Kid Laroi, new Kid Cudi, and 21 Savage, so hip-hop was kind of off to a hot start in January, and then, of course, the new Cali Uchis record.
Can we talk about that?
That thing is awesome, bro. Love it.
That might be a top contender for album of the year, and that's insane to say it's just January.
No doubt. Cause
good grief, man.
I'm looking at the reviews right now. I mean, it has an 87 on Metacritic, right? Which, you would think that's kind of low. But yeah, everything else is rated lower. So, like, people definitely are recognizing that that was dope.
It's crazy. And it's in a way it doesn't feel contrived either. Like, call it a lot of features in there.
You know, I'm honestly looking forward to some people who have kind of been laying low recently and are really a little bit more on the mainstream side, but they haven't done much. Like Lorde. I'd really like to see a new Lorde project in 2024. DBSN.
Yeah, some of those mid-2000s acts that went away for a while. And like, I'm just looking at the new releases in the last week. Of course, the Megan Thee Stallion song, Hiss. You've got Coco Jones, new Fletcher.
Something I'm very excited for that I might even not even get to go to is this New Orleans Jazz Fest. I'm looking at the lineup. My goodness. Anderson .Paak, obviously, is one of my favorite artists. And, man, the names on here are insane. So Foo Fighters, who I also grew up listening to. They're one of my big inspirations for, like, drums, you know, in my more, you know, integral phases of learning music. They were like top probably five in that list. The Killers on here, you know, Asia, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I saw it's like lower on the list for whatever reason, but Patrice Rushing.
We also got a Taylor Swift Super Bowl. And
I don't want to say it was inevitable, but come on.
The people that were famous in the mid-2010s are still famous. Have y'all noticed that?
I have noticed that.
Drake, Taylor Swift, it's the same people.
Okay, I have a theory on that. People who have kind of the money going on, and they have the ability to make money off these people. I won't say control of these people, because I don't really think that it's a parasitic relationship as much. Mm-hmm. But they have the ability to make money off these people, and they're entrenched. So, like, they're not going away. Like, we discussed it at work sometimes. The generation before ours is very entrenched. Like, they are in all industries. They're going to have long careers. They are basically not going to move on and leave room for kind of our generation, I feel like. And it's going to go on for a long time. And eventually, it might not give many people the ability to do what they want with their careers.
What have y'all been listening to?
My favorite artist is 070 Shake. So it's been a little bit since she has done anything, but I have been grinding her stuff again to start the new year. And Lord, I really like female 2010s kind of pop, even though 070 Shake doesn't really fit into that. It's more kind of techno rap. She kind of is takes a lot of hints from Kanye West.
I don't think I listen to really anything that I don't want to try to play.
Oh, wow.
Which is weird. Yeah.
And that's like the good percentage of your music listening, is that?
I'd say, yeah, probably all of it.
Wow. Wow, for sure. I've been listening to a lot of R&B, and it's kind of been a really cool season for me. We're sort of off of playing gigs for a little bit, and so I get to take a break and just like not, you know, think about too hard, like, you know, influences and stuff like that. I think that for myself, getting that little time to just reset was sick. So I've been listening to just like older stuff. You know, I hit the Caliuches and I really love that. But mostly, you know, let's see if I could think of some artists, because it's really just around the genre. Mm-hmm. But stuff like D'Angelo, like I haven't really been listening to a ton of D'Angelo himself, but just stuff around that genre is just like really, it's good to have a wide breadth as a musician of just stuff you take influences from. So I'll probably do what you're doing and start to listen to stuff that I thought was really hard and get into maybe like some Mars Volta, just something crazy.
And speaking of music, Emac released his new song Yellow on January 26th, along with the music video produced by Bohemia Visions.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful,
amazing music video. And then, of course, we helped executive produce and fill in where we were needed. And man, awesome.
I'm proud of him.
I love it.
This is a great project that he's put out.
Without further ado, let's go ahead and spin Yellow, DJP.
Here's Yellow by Emac.
And I got time, my baby. You'll be my superwoman. Hold it all off for me. You'll be my Sunday solution. And I got time, my baby. You'll be my superwoman.
All I ever wanted was change. All I ever wanted was the fame. All I ever wanted was my way. That's all I pray. Yeah. All I ever wanted was a chain. All I ever wanted was a day. All I ever wanted was a taste. Freedom. Talk to me nice, talk to me kind. Talk to me like I'm your only light. Talk to me slow, talk to me patient. Don't treat me like I'm high maintenance. No, I am the sun that casts all the shadows and brings the light to every meadow. And that's what she tells me, she overwhelms me. She's like the color yellow. Like the color yellow, yeah. She just likes to
wake up and try, my lady. You'll be my superwoman. Hold it on my sweet. You'll be my Sunday. Wake up and try, my lady. You'll be my superwoman. Hold it on.
All I ever needed was someone like that. All I ever needed was a fire like that. Do you have my back? Do you have my back? Do you have my slack? Can we stay on track? I don't wanna fall back. I don't wanna fall back. I can't be a burden. Wanna be a person. I can't let this worsen. I know this for certain. Talk to me nice, talk to me kind. Talk to me like I'm your only light. Talk to me slow, talk to me patient. Don't treat me like I'm having business. Now I am the sign that casts all the shadows and brings the light to every meadow. And that's what she tells me, and she overwhelms me. She's like the color yellow. Yeah. Yellow, 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 yellow.
Ladies and gentlemen, whew. Yellow by EMAC. That is dope.
Man.
That's the kind of material that this man is putting out. And we, as 12 Line Records, and him as a part of it, and as executive and everything.
Unbelievable.
Killed it. So, thanks. Shout out to Bohemia Visions. Shout out to Eric.
That's my boy.
And, next thing we're going to go into is I'm going to probably just hop on the guitar for a little bit.
Yeah, give us something.
You guys a little,
yeah.
Couple things.
Do it.
Yep, so that was some random noodling and jamming by me.
That was sick, man.
Thank you so much.
That inspired me.
just want to kind of give some vibey stuff on the spot to you guys, and hopefully if anyone's driving or listening, we at least provided some original content along with Mr. EMAC's awesome new song. So before we head out, just want to go over a couple things that's going to be happening at the label in the next few months and weeks. We're going to be back next week with 1211 FM. This is going to be hopefully a weekly thing for us, to give you guys music updates, to tell you about the label, playlisting, everything. So definitely tune in. 1211, the band, is working on a new song. So with that being said, we'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to our first episode of 1211 Records FM, shot here at the 1211 Records studio, your place to get news around the industry and about the label.